they sent me a letter on my birthday, no less, when I was skiing in Loveland Pass. So that was interesting. And they the letter said, it was an ultimatum. It said, either you voluntarily withdraw the complaint and the litigation from federal court, or we are going to file Rule 11 federal sanctions against you. And so that's where it stands right now. And I think you can guess what our answer has been.
Were there any details of what those sanctions could be?
The sanctions can go from everything to basic censure to disbarment, all the way. So that will be dependent upon the arguments they make, what they seek, and then also fines and fees. So that's where it stands now.
So in your career practicing as an attorney, and you've litigated many civil rights cases from protesters in the Trump inauguration to the homelessness class action suit and now this environmental suit around the Colorado River, have you ever experienced anything like this where you personally as an attorney have been threatened with sanctions unless you withdraw from a case?
No, never. But it's the playbook that is standing right now in America, is that when power and those in power disagree with a viewpoint or an argument that someone who is challenging the status quo makes, then they no longer address the argument. They just try to injure you. They go after you personally. But that said, is that this is completely predictable and expected. Almost everyone I know right now who is really standing up against what's happening in this country and the loss of our democracy is either on trial or indicted or facing sanctions. It does. I mean, look what's happening in D.C. with the J-20. That's where we stand right now as a country.
Outline exactly how you're officially responding to this letter.
Oh, of course. We're saying that we will in no way voluntarily withdraw the complaint or the litigation, that legally there is no reason for us to, and morally it cannot happen.
What's next in this case? And I know that you're also holding a rally this coming Friday.
Yes, we're holding a rally this Friday, 4:30 p.m. at the federal courthouse in Denver. And what's happening in this case is they are now going to, since we told them that in no way will we withdraw this complaint, that so now they're going to be filing for sanctions, we'll defend on these sanctions. And then there's a real chance, because these sanctions are nothing but meant for intimidation and to send a message and to silence a movement that could actually do something for this planet, especially the Colorado River. We may file sanctions against them for using the imprimatur of state seal to try to intimidate us, an attorney in good standing who's filed a colorable lawsuit.
What reaction are you getting, not just here in Colorado, to this lawsuit? Because it's gotten not just national coverage, but international coverage, given that it really is the first of its kind in terms of asserting the rights of nature in this way.
Support from the smart, enlightened, and open people, and criticism from the closed down and less enlightened people.
Are you being contacted by other groups that might like to use a similar legal tactic in other environmental cases?
Yes, absolutely. And so there's an important point here that I want to make, is in the Attorney General filing sanctions against me, okay, their entire point is to use that threat against me to try to chill this movement and other people moving forward. Coming from the person who the Attorney General is attempting to sanction, don't let that happen. Continue going forward and continue fighting in this movement.
Well, Jason Flores-Williams, thank you very much for taking time to talk to us. We'll put details about Friday's action at our website, kgnu.org. Thank you, Jason.